I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Wednesday, cathedrals, churches, and monuments in cities across Europe were illuminated red. It's part of a movement begun in 2016 to remember persecuted Christians. Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran shares a glimpse of the persecuted church in Iran.
The church in Iran is a praying church. The number one gift that God has given them is prayer.
Baghestani says traditionally Christian minorities, such as Armenians or Syrians, usually have freedom.
But if a Muslim becomes Christian, well, that's totally a different story.
They may face interrogation, imprisonment, and devastating rejection by family, even forced marriages. Would you pray for this praying church? Ask God to open doors for Bible distribution and meet physical needs. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, church planners choose refugee camps as their mission field in the worst displacement crisis in the world. More than 11 million people in Sudan have been displaced and at least 24,000 killed in a brutal civil war. Dane with Unfolding Word says a ministry contact told him,
"There are atrocities happening every day in Sudan that are equivalent or worse than the worst atrocities we saw on the October 7th invasion of Israel. So I won't get any more graphic than that."
We can't name Unfolding Word's partner ministry in Sudan, but they have equipping centers in more than 24 refugee settlements. They equip believers for gospel ministry as church planters, Bible translators, and counselors. You can partner with Sudanese Bible translators and we'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.